just in general, what are we looking at?
Yeah, it's actually a forgivable loan with a 10-year compliance period, but it's specifically to create upper-story housing in downtown areas that are looking to be revitalized. And this is an opportunity through the IEDA, which is the Iowa Economic Development Authority. And we have been working with some developers who are from the state of Iowa who have a passion for historic properties. And this was a perfect opportunity to try to take advantage of, you know, funding sources like that that the state makes available to programs like ours that are trying to revitalize the downtown. And since we were looking at three very large properties, I mean, we're looking at about, oh, I'd say 25,000, 30,000 square feet between the three buildings, which two of them have sat vacant. The upper floors have sat vacant for about 50 years. And the buildings in particular that we're looking at are 801 Avenue G, which is Lee County Bank, the Old Metropolitan Hotel at 601 Avenue G, and also the Sears property at 702 to 712 Avenue G. And what they will be doing is creating upper-story living, completely renovated apartments, 1 to 2 bedroom units. We're looking at adding about 45 new units to our downtown area.
Is this the group out of Cedar Rapids?
It is.
Okay, yes. That's what I was going to say. I've talked to Byron a couple of times about them because they've been looking at doing some I know they'd been talking with the city, so this is a way to tie in Main Street into this application.
Absolutely. We worked with them and regional planning to submit this application, and my understanding is that there could be one project per region represented to go into the competitive process. So we'll see what happens. Fingers crossed. I mean, the developers are great. They've won Main Street Iowa awards for their development of historic properties. It's just now a matter of seeing, you know, with $8 to $10 million projects like this, you have to get funding from a variety of sources, not just private development. You're looking at numerous grants, which are also a part of this. Our facade grant is going to be a part of this program, part of this kind of financial cocktail, if you would. We have another grant from the state that's a part of it. They're taking advantage of historic tax credits. I mean, there's a plethora of funding sources working to make this happen.
It's a $2 million is this loan that they're looking at through you guys.
Yes.
Why is it that, and I'm hearing it in more and more communities, there's such a push for downtown upper story apartments. Why is that? Why is there a push for that?
Well, my personal feeling, I think where that push is coming from is not only do we have the space, but a lot of the times these upper floors, which a lot of the times were not created for residential use, have wonderful views of the downtown. They have high ceilings, you know, the historic charm with the woodwork and the, you know, pocket doors and fireplaces and wide open rooms, things of that nature, big windows, things that you don't typically find in new construction. And they also offer that benefit of living, having almost an urban feel within a large, you know, a small town setting. Because you're in this, you know, 4 to 6 block downtown area, you can park right outside the building, but, you know, down below you may have a restaurant and you have shopping 2 doors away from you. And there's, you know, if you have pets, you can walk your dogs. I mean, there is just a huge benefit of still having that urban feeling, but, you know, living in Iowa, living 2 blocks away from the Mississippi River.
When do you think this, when is the awarding of these grants supposed to come where you hear whether you get it or not?
I am hoping the deadline was May 15th, and we got it in there just in the nick of time, even though we had been working on it since, my gosh, November. because, you know, a lot goes into that. You have to show that these projects make sense. You have to show 15-year performas and renderings and floor plans and really make the case why you deserve this, because there's only so much money in that particular fund, you know, to give to communities all around the state. But I'm hoping that we should find out sometime in June.
Probably the final thing. Has there been any actual work there yet at these three properties, or is it more just in this stage of fundraising, planning, et cetera?
Yeah, no. I mean, we're, like I said, we're looking at about $8 to $10 million construction costs here. So we have not started yet. If they are awarded this, you know, forgivable loan, then the contracts will be finished. And, you know, a lot of the times with state opportunities like this, it takes a while to make sure all the contracts between all parties are in place. And you have to go through a competitive public bidding process because it is public funding.
You get this, they get this, it gets it going in the right direction to get it moving forward.
Absolutely. We're still hoping to you know, break ground with all of that this construction season, but it won't be June.
Yeah, I'd heard about this when you were talking about it at the meeting, and I thought, wow, that's a pretty good, and so that's why I wanted to give you a call and check on it just to make sure what exactly it was that you guys were looking at.
Yeah, it's actually going to be a very exciting summer for us here. I'm working with the Metzger Johnson Architects right now on finalizing our details and plans for our facade master plan grant, mm-hmm. which includes 13 properties.
Does that start this summer also?
Yes, it does. Yeah, we'll be starting that. We'll be going to bid in July, and I'm hoping that we can actually start construction, if not in late July, at the very latest early August.
What did the city receive for that?
Working with the city, Main Street and the city of Fort Madison, we were awarded $500,000. And the property owners are putting up the other match.
And is it 30% for them?
Yes.
Okay. That's what I was thinking. And then
some of them are even putting in more than that now. They've decided, you know, this is a great opportunity. And, for instance, like if they're getting repointing done on their building with the masonry work, the bids will be by specialty. So it may actually be cheaper for them to do something that they were going to pay for out of pocket a year from now, put it in a part of this grant, and you know, they may get a better price on it.
And that's what I was going to say. And that was my final question, actually, is you'll have someone that would do painting. You'd have someone that would do tuck pointing,
yes,
someone
exactly.
that would do windows. It's not each person would find their own person to do this stuff.
No, we're doing it by specialty. Our hope is that since it will be done that way, you know, the bids may come in lower than if we were to do it building by building by building.